Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast episode 34, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So this is going to be kind of an update episode. I want to talk about Anchor, the platform itself. That is the app that I use to record and publish this podcast. And there was a change in which I don't know how recent this was made, but I found out about it recently. And basically what I want to talk about is how Anchor is removing the pre-roll ads in the beginning of each episode. So what they used to do is play a little, like, about 30 seconds, I believe, of audio about, like, talking about the Anchor app and how the podcast was recorded with it and how you can make your own, you know, go to anchor.fm, blah, blah, blah. And as a free app that lets you super easily make a podcast, you know, I really shouldn't mind it that much, but what I felt about it is that it made the podcast feel unprofessional in the sense of, okay, you have to wait, you know, about 30 seconds and then do my little intro, which I try to get into the topic right away, like as quickly as possible. But then, you know, you add upon that 30 seconds and the listener has to wait quite a bit. So I didn't really like that. And also it made it seem like, you know, kind of give away, like, the quality of the podcast kind of goes down when you find out, oh, you made this with, like, a mobile app. You know, it doesn't seem as professional, just the way that it's done, I guess. Same way, like, if you watch a YouTube video and it's like, oh, this was edited with, you know, this video editor. And it was, like, free, like, they put the URL and stuff. And it's fine if things are free, and I'm fine with, obviously, promoting Anchor. Like, I've made episodes and, like, I've talked about them quite a bit, but I still feel like in terms of quality, they really shouldn't put anything in the beginning of episodes, because if you listen on the Anchor app, obviously there's nothing in the beginning, but most of my listeners are through podcasting apps, so Pocket Cast, iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And so, you know, every listener, they get this 30 second blurb that they have to listen to. And imagine, like, for recurring listeners, right? Like, someone's like, okay, I know about the Anchor app, I still want to listen on my podcasting app of choice. I shouldn't have to, you know, listen to this, like, every time, right? Same thing as if you're watching some show on a website and you get, like, the same three ads, right? And some ads or some sites will, like, block, you know, ad blocker. And obviously there is no ad blocker for podcasts. And here's the thing, like, a lot of podcasts, when they do sponsors, you know, they get paid through saying, you know, like 30 seconds or a minute about some sponsor that they have. And that's fine. That's how you make money. And a lot of the times you get some sort of discount for that service, or you get, I don't know, it's a service that, like, typically is very useful, and, you know, you actually really believe in it, you want your listeners to find out about it, etc., etc. So let me get to the story of how I found out about this, because I didn't realize at first. So I called into another station that I listened to here on Anchor. Her name is Anna Guerra. I think it's A-N-A-G-U-E-R-A. I recommend you check her out. She kind of documents her life. She works at Microsoft right now, but she was a student in digital marketing, which I hope that's correct. I might be wrong on that. And yeah, so I called into her station. She was talking about Anchor and why some of the big creators were leaving. And one of the things that I said was, get around this guy, sorry, okay. One of the things that I said was that I believe that Anchor needs to improve the quality of their mobile app and focus less on their business and kind of just forming a community. And one of those things that they need to do is get rid of the pre-roll ads or let you customize it. And at first they made announcements about this, but I didn't realize they removed them, like, out of nowhere. Typically I find out about new features of Anchor, but this, like, being what I think the most important one for podcast creators, and I didn't realize that they removed it. And the way I found out now is someone else actually responded to my call-in to her station. So they responded to that, called into my station. So I want to publish his call-in and do a couple more thoughts on what I think about this update.
Hello. I just wanted to call in. I heard a segment that you made that was talking about some of the problems with Anchor, and you talked about how Anchor still has the pre-roll ad on the podcast, and I heard that it had gone away, so I just went and checked on my podcast, and it's not there anymore. They still have the ad at the end. Okay, I just wanted to let you know and hope you're doing well. And I see that your station is not active, so hopefully you're going to get back on here and help make the community great. Take care.
All right, so that was the call-in. I really appreciate it, by the way, because otherwise I really would not have known. I don't know if Anchor published this like on their Medium or if they tweeted it or like, I don't know, I just completely missed this update. And to me, it's a really big deal because in terms of content creation, in terms of me taking this podcast seriously, like first of all, 99%, like majority of my listeners are on podcasting apps. I promote Anchor here and there, and I say, you know, you can call in, you can add comments and stuff. I've tried to also like call in and engage with other stations, but somehow, you know, every listener that I have is pretty much through podcasting platforms, which I'm totally cool with because that's how I listen to my podcasts. And so I don't expect someone to download, you know, an app and you know, and kind of change their whole listening like workflow. That's the word I was looking for. So I think it's totally fine in terms of, you know, I think people should engage in content whichever way they want. But again, I think it's a really big deal because in terms of quality, this makes it where it's a legitimate podcast. Like even though I make it, you know, 5 to 10 minutes long, the thing that I do is actually try to congest what I say into 5 minutes. And so even though, yes, I could make a full like 30-minute podcast, I do this on my commutes, first of all, and Anchor doesn't allow you to record more than 5 minutes at a time. And that makes it really hard while driving, you know, to, okay, gotta like stop, enter a name and then do a new recording. You can upload your own, and I have considered just doing like just recording through a different app, just an audio recording app, and then doing it that way where I just upload it later on. But I don't know, it's just much easier because again, you can just record and publish all all through the app, which just makes it really easy. So I think that's pretty much it that I really wanted to say on that. I'm super excited about this update because it makes my episodes kind of makes it where I have full control, because the intro that I make is the first thing that you hear. Now I still believe there's a post-roll ad, which I'm completely fine with, because at that point the podcast episode is done. You can listen to it if you want, but at that point, like if you already downloaded the app or you've already decided not to, you know, you can decide for yourself. Like, okay, this episode's done. That's it. So yeah. So thanks for listening to my rambling. I really want to push this podcast to kind of a higher quality level. Really want to publish more topics that I think people find useful. I'm going to do a topic in a couple of days or at the end of this week on like some UI tips, like what makes a good user interface. And I have a couple of things in mind, so I'm really excited to share my thoughts on that. And yeah, just having, you know, just useful topics that you can, you know, 5 minutes long, learn on something new, or I don't know, just, you know, just get a new skill or something. You know, I just want it to be beneficial in some way. And so yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, thanks for listening. Sorry for my rambling. Tweet me any suggestions at SunnySyncIO, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.